Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The day before the 4th of July, and everybody wants to know, what's the weather going to do, Mr. Mullins? I don't know, but we got a guy, and he says, yeah, the day won't be as beautiful as the last 2 days, but we should be able to pull off a good fireworks show tomorrow night, despite the forecast. Meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with more. Brian?
Yeah, more humidity in the air tomorrow, Larry, that compared to the last few days, so it'll feel a little bit more sticky. We are going to be watching for those pop-up thunderstorms during the afternoon and evening hours. Much of the time tomorrow and tomorrow evening, though, will be rain-free. So it's not out of the question. We could have a shower or storm to deal with during the fireworks tomorrow night, but odds are it'll be dry. We'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, and it will stay humid for tomorrow evening as well. And it's going to stay humid into Friday and Saturday, maybe a little bit of a break in the humidity by Sunday. Larry?
Thank you, Mr. Brian. And by now you've heard the news. The fireworks are moving back to the Hudson, everybody, for the first time in at least a decade. For a minute, they were at the Seaport and then at Long Island City, and now they're doing it on the west side of Manhattan. That means New Jerseyans can experience the show firsthand and the traffic that goes along with it.
For weeks now in advance of the big Macy's show, restaurants here have reservations and a waiting list. Hotels are packed. Huge crowds expected along the waterfronts in communities like Edgewater. Here's their mayor, Mike McPartland.
We've been putting out warnings all week. We had we had a flashing sign on River Road during the week to leading up to the 4th. It's the birth date of our country. So, you know, it's all good. Everybody should enjoy themselves.
Warnings that River Road will be shut down at some point Thursday afternoon. The fireworks back here the first time in 11 years.
Greatest country on earth. Let's not forget that. 248 years ago, a bunch of men got together and they started this beautiful country. And I tell you what, I couldn't be happier.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Edgewater.
And why the move back to the Hudson? Well, Macy's fireworks show executive producer Will Koss gave me a call yesterday. Says they simply have more room on the Hudson, and therefore they can put on a bigger, broader show. We'll take that. Weigh-in day for the men and women competing in the Big Nathan's hot dog eating contest tomorrow.
With 16-time hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut banned from this year's competition for endorsing a competing brand, there are new dogs in this Nathan's Chow Down fight.
There are five eaters who are all in that 50 ring.
Before tomorrow's contest, the weigh-in took place today at Hudson Yards.
He is the number one ranked eater in the Southern Hemisphere, the number one ranked eater in Australia, beating everybody who beat Joey Chestnut. You beat everybody, but not in hot dogs. What's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow, there's going to be a new champion, and it's going to be a great experience, and I'm just happy to be here.
The female competitors are also ready to break records.
Mickey Sudo, 48 hot dogs and buns, 9 belts. She's going for her 10th.
Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
Going to be quite the event. Some hotels in the city offering a fancy perk to guests. Free helicopter transfers to JFK and Newark Liberty. But of course there's a catch. It's only if you stay at one of 6 high-end hotels under the Marriott International Luxury Group. We're talking about the St. Regis, the Ritz, and the New York Edition, all 5-star hotels. They might say, hey, you staying at those hotels, you can afford to buy you a helicopter. On top of that, a regular room won't suffice. You have to stay at a certain type of suite. See, there you go. You have to stay at a certain type of suite to get the perk, like the Liberty Suite at the Ritz, which costs about $3,500 a night. And you need to stay at least 2 nights for the deal to apply? Okay. The shoppers are operated by the company Blade, and the service will be offered through early September. Good luck with that. An apparent road rage incident turned deadly yesterday in the Bronx. Police still searching for the killer.
The police investigation ongoing all night here on West Tremont. A road rage incident that led to the death of an innocent bystander who had nothing to do with the accident. Police tell me this all began with a pretty minor fender bender, the 2 cars involved here. But then one of the drivers, a woman, got out and called her boyfriend to show up, and he did minutes later. He began punching people on the sidewalk who had nothing to do with the accident, including 29-year-old Ronald Gomez Mesa. At one point, the boyfriend pulling out a knife and stabbing Gomez Mesa in the chest, killing him. Knife recovered on the ground here right in front of a daycare center. Now, as for the suspect who did the stabbing, last seen running away on West Burnside Avenue. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Morris Heights, the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.